Today on The Naked Scientist, we are talking about rubbish, and my own personal solution for the rubbish and recycling crisis would be to clone my dad, because he's an absolute recycling demon. Anything. He's the sort of person who'll stop a car.
Does he recycle food?
Yeah, he's the sort of person who'll stop the car to pick up a tin can and put it in the back of the car for recycling.
Come to my village, we've got people who do the opposite. They drive past and they do a sort of garbage drive-by. They chuck out stuff.
Yeah, no, he's the exact opposite. But anyway, turning waste into fuel rather than just recycling it would also be an ideal way to kill two birds with one stone, reducing the rubbish we send to landfill and also cutting our reliance on fossil fuels, which, as we all know, seem to be running out apace. Now, we're going to talk now to Richard Kirkman. He's from Veolia Environmental Services, where they're finding different ways to get power from rubbish. Hi, Richard.
Hi.
So tell us about what you're doing about trying to make recovered fuel from rubbish. How does it work?
Well, it's all about turning waste into the most useful resource we can. So for liquid wastes, we turn them into liquid fuels. And for solid wastes, we turn them into solid fuels. What we do, we set up facilities that take in the rubbish and we extract all the recyclable components that we can. And then the residual parts, which are not easily recyclable, are made into fuels, which can go into cement kilns or power stations.
And what sort of waste are we talking about? Is everything equally, useful for fuel? What sort of things make the best fuels?
Well, any waste that has an energy content, a calorific value that can be used in a process to recover that energy into electricity or heat. So municipal waste can be used, commercial waste can be used, or industrial waste. And depending on what type of waste we have as an input, we can produce different types of fuels to different specifications to meet the industrial needs.
Now, what can we actually use these fuels for? We're going to be hearing in a little while from Peter Jones, who's going to be talking about making syngas, making gases that we can use as fuels. But what about your solid and liquid fuels? Could we stick them in a car?
They tend to be rather complex mixtures, and therefore they're replacing oil, for example, in a cement kiln or a lime kiln, if it's a liquid waste, or if we're replacing coal with a solid waste in a power station, for example. So a typical power station with a steam cycle to recover energy, we can replace that coal with a fuel made from solid waste, such as municipal waste. We can also put it into industrial processes or, as you said, in gasification or pyrolysis processes if we produce a very specific waste stream. So if we were to recover non-recyclable plastics, that would be very easily gasified into a gas that could be cleaned sufficiently to use it in a turbine to produce energy, which is a very efficient way to recover energy.
Now, it sounds like, it sounds fantastic. We can make all this fuel from basically rubbish. But how much energy does it actually take to make it? Because I know, for example, for recycling, you need to put quite a lot of energy into the process to get recyclable glass and plastics out. Is it really going to be energy efficient to do this?
No, that's right. There is a percentage of the energy recover used in the process to make the fuel. But we know from the way the waste hierarchy has been formed that we must always go above landfill as a final option. So energy recovery by making fuels is always going to be of net benefit. Typically, if we had 100,000 tonnes of municipal waste, we could send that to a facility where we might recover another 10% for recycling. And then the residual 90% would go into a fuel. And this is going to be much more energy efficient than putting it into a landfill.
You can almost imagine a sort of an apocalyptic vision where people are stealing other people's rubbish to sell for fuel. Is there some way we can actually commodify this and encourage people to maybe separate their waste or really, stop just chucking stuff out of the window? Do you think that this has potential?
Well, that does have potential, and there's a lot of schemes springing up now where people are actually incentivized to recycle their rubbish, put it in the recycling bin, put it in the right container, and they'll receive a credit which they can then go and use in shops and to incentivize them to do it further.
How scalable is the fuel generation process? I mean, could you imagine some kind of generator in each house or in a village where people just chuck their rubbish and it comes out with petrol the other end?
Well, if you think back many years ago, some people still call their refuse container dustbins, and they were called dustbins because people used to burn all their refuse at home and they would just put the ash in the bins. This is not really a very efficient way to do it, because it means the emissions are uncontrolled from that burning of waste. So it's better to centralise the facilities. Then you can produce fuels that have a tight specification that can be used in industrial processes where the emissions are controlled and we have net environmental benefits from that.
It sounds absolutely brilliant. So when are we going to start being able to have these fuels? Are they available already, or is this something that's coming in the near future?
We're moving very quickly along the road in the UK now. I mean, around 10 years ago, we were only sort of 8-10% materials recycled. The rest was landfilled. Today, we're recycling around 30-40%, and a large proportion of the material is also being made into fuels. If you look across Europe, there's probably about 5 million tonnes of solid recovered fuel produced from wastes, and we're heading very quickly in that direction now.
It sounds like the kind of thing that will make my dad very happy. That's Richard Kirkman, and he's the head of technology at Veolia Environmental Services, explaining to us how rubbish could be used as a source of energy.
I like the idea of a municipal one, though, because Dave, on this programme, produced that story a little while back of this mobile bioethanol breeder, which was like a wardrobe that you could put in your garage, and it was basically a fuel pump on the side, and you put all your rubbish from home into it, and it digested it and then produced some alcohol from all the sugars it extracted, and then you could turn that into bioethanol.
It's like having those home methane generators if you have cows or something, you know, shove the poo in, get your gas out.
Fantastic, thank you. This is The Naked Scientist with Dr. Chris and Dr. Kat. We're talking about recycling. We're talking about getting more bang for our buck from our garbage this week. Why are we throwing all this stuff away? A million tonnes a day goes into landfill in the UK. Much of it then turns into gases that actually contribute to global warming. Why are we doing that? Why aren't we trying to extract more energy from what we throw away? Why do we waste all this stuff? We'll be finding out in a second how we can produce synthesis gas. This is a mixture of hydrogen and carbon monoxide, which can be used to do things like fuel power stations. If you'd like to join in the debate, the email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
From protons to photons and gluons to muons, The Naked Scientists. Science that's fundamentally more fun.